Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Back in the studio, Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I have no complaints. Glad to have you back. Last week was our debut episode. Listeners, if you missed it, we do podcast our show online afterwards at CAForPodcast.com. Click on the ADRC Insider, and you can listen to our debut episode. This is week number two.
Week number two.
Yeah, and you brought two guests with you.
Two impressive guests, yes. So Kim Novak, our business manager, and Taya Miller, outreach and marketing, and they are a dynamic duo.
Well, Kim and Taya, welcome to the program. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So today I know we want to talk about kind of like your roles and things like that, but tell us a little bit more about you guys and what your role is with the ADRC.
Well, this is Kim. I am the business manager at the ADRC, and I oversee the marketing and outreach coordinator positions, volunteering, and our administrative staff.
Okay. And of course, Taya, your role.
So I am our outreach coordinator and our marketing person. So I run our social media, I do our bi-monthly newsletter, and I try and get volunteers for all of our amazing programs.
Yes, and that is where we really wanted to talk about today, guys, is volunteer opportunities. I know Wendy, you and I were talking before the show began, but there's a lot of ways in how people can give back and make a difference, and part of that is becoming a volunteer.
Yep, volunteers are the heart of our system. We do not serve at the capacity that we do without them. That is the reality of our dollar situation, and it's a great way, too, though, for our volunteers to find purpose and meaning in those 60 and over years, right, yeah, after retirement. So we offer some really great opportunities, and I'll let Kim and Taya tell you more.
Okay, so for you to fully understand the value of our volunteers, you need to understand how our programs and agency is funded. So we receive state and federal grants, contributions from program participants, community organizations, and businesses. So that is way not enough to pay for our programs to be fully staffed. So the programs that really require a lot of staffing are our home-delivered meal programs, our meal site dining, our prevention programs for Manitowoc and Kewaunee counties, and our transportation program for Manitowoc County. So with the help of the generous volunteers, we are able to provide these programs to those in need without having to create wait lists. So our programs are designed to help seniors and those with disabilities live as independently in their homes for as long as possible. Our volunteers help us to achieve this goal, and they also bring a smile to those that they help.
Yeah.
Everyone's really looking forward to seeing that volunteer come bring their home-delivered meals.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
And we are so grateful for each and every one of them. They truly make a difference.
Yeah, becoming a volunteer and, you know, doing things like that, as you said, makes a difference. And so a lot of ways to volunteer and be part of that. Taya, if you want to share a little bit more, too, about volunteer opportunities or what, we'd love to hear from you.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing that's most important to me is that volunteering just doesn't help our community. It also helps you become a better person. Research has shown that volunteering, especially among our adults age 60 and older in our population, has long-term positive effects on your physical and your mental health, such as lower rates of depression and anxiety and a reduction in your stress. This reduced stress can also lead to a decrease in physical health problems such as heart disease, stroke, and depression, and general illness. Volunteering also just gives you a really good sense of purpose in your life, and it can teach you valuable skills. Older volunteers report to feeling greater increases in life satisfaction and self-esteem, and they admit to just feeling useful again, which is so important to honestly just giving you a longer life expectancy.
Yeah. I love it. You know, Wendy, we were talking last week, but your team really has a heart for the ADRC, and we can clearly say that here this morning.
Yep. Actually, as I was sitting there listening and watching both of them, you can tell how much heart and passion is behind what they're doing. I'm always impressed by both of them, their initiative, and their willingness to just serve where they can.
Tay and Kim, thank you for being with us this morning. Always appreciate that. Wendy, for those listeners that want to learn more about the ADRC and get involved, volunteer, whatnot, what's the best way of connecting with you guys?
Well, give us a call at 920-683-4180. Check out our website, our Facebook page, or just walk on in. We're open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 4:30, and Mondays we extend those hours until 5.
Awesome. Thank you guys for your time. We'll talk to you next week here on WMT for ADR Insider.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at chaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Chafer Broadcasting station.